Time now for a Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this August 12th of 2024. I know this is a musing that'll upset some progressives, but it's something that I must say. Last week, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz had their Detroit rally interrupted by some Gaza protesters. Now, on the whole, the event was a massive success at Detroit Metro Airport last week. Some 15,000 people showed up, and you are just seeing the renewed energy within the Democratic Party base, but also with independent voters, as polls are showing. This is what I was pushing for when I was begging Joe Biden to drop out of the race. I knew there would be renewed energy, and that's what's happening. But while Harris was giving her speech last week, she was interrupted by some Gaza protesters. And after allowing them to shout for a little while, Harris told the protesters, quote, "You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking." Okay, so there was some debate within the progressive community on social media as to whether or not Harris used the right tone or the right words. And here's what I tweeted that night. I said, Kamala handled this correctly. She didn't pick Josh Shapiro for VP, and she's also called for a ceasefire. Good on Gaza protesters for being a presence, but Harris couldn't just stand there and stare at them for hours. And when will they start protesting at Trump rallies? That tweet sparked a lot of anger among some fellow progressives who found my statement to be flawed or worse, preposterous. Now, it must be noted that Harris used different words and tone when confronted with Gaza protesters in Vegas over the weekend. While there, she called for a ceasefire and for the hostages to be released, and she also brought up the Israeli missile strike on a school compound in Gaza City over the weekend, which killed 80 people, saying that far too many civilians are being killed. Perhaps that shows that Harris and her campaign, unlike the Biden administration, are hearing the criticisms and are willing to adapt, and I think that's a good thing. It should also be noted that while in Detroit last week, Harris did meet with uncommitted movement leaders. So with that backdrop, I could understand Harris's initial frustrations with the protesting that was happening at her Detroit rally. Much of the criticisms that I received from my tweet was that Biden and Harris are in power now and are allowing the genocide to happen. Look, I've been all over the Biden administration for how it just lies down and takes beating after beating after beating by the right-wing Israeli government led by Benjamin Netanyahu. I've called for a ceasefire, and I voted uncommitted in the Michigan presidential primary. While I give Biden credit for a great domestic policy presidency, I had no other way to express my dissatisfaction with his policy over Gaza than voting uncommitted. I would have voted for Biden, of course, in November if he stayed in the race because I respect democracy and the country, but it would have been a less than enthusiastic vote, which we were all seeing all the way until he finally dropped out of the race. Everyone, with Harris, I see a politician, not a savior. I see a politician. However, I see a politician who has to navigate a supremely irresponsible bipartisan disaster when it comes to the nation's policy with Israel, especially with the right-wing Bibi Israeli government. Her tone is already somewhat a refreshing change, and it pretty much matches what the majority of Democratic Party voters are saying. But for Gaza protesters to only protest her and the Democrats, I'm sorry, but that's also a supremely irresponsible disaster. Like, I'm not trying to absolve anyone in this mess. I just find it convenient that some Gaza protesters refuse to hold Trump to the same standard as he takes the same AIPAC money that some Democrats are receiving, but he's also receiving millions of dollars from the Adelson family. Some of these protesters, I feel like they are very selective at who they get mad at. I get mad at the entire war machine, the entire military-industrial complex. I get mad at all of it. Some Gaza protesters, I feel, are only getting mad at Democrats, and I don't get it. You know why? Because Vietnam protesters attacked both LBJ and Nixon. Iraq war protesters attacked Bush and the GOP, and some Democrats who backed that disastrous war in the early stages. Civil rights protesters were everywhere. No one was spared during the civil rights protest. This whole thing is a Republican Democratic Party institutional policy. Gaza protesters must put pressure on all power. This country's failed Israeli policy is a bipartisan fiasco, but at least half of the Democrats in Congress oppose it. Hardly one MAGA Republican opposes this failed policy, which is strange considering their self-proclaimed America First stance. America First, give me a break. But I hold the belief that if you want to hold the entire war machine responsible and you want them feeling the heat, Gaza protesters must put the pressure on MAGA officials, including Dear Leader Trump, just as much as they're putting pressure on Democrats. Otherwise, the strategy lacks in strategy and it lacks in goals. and many voters who may otherwise agree with or have sympathy with the protesters and what's happening to the Palestinian people will look and say, I hear you and I even agree with you, but sorry, democracy, abortion rights, union rights, and fighting against the theocratic autocracy that MAGA leaders are pushing with Project 2025 will take precedence. Hold everyone's feet to the fire who are calling for more war and more money sent to Bibi and his right-wing Israeli government. Don't just do that to Kamala Harris and the Democrats. You have to do it to everyone. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.